Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. We have a very celebratory lesson today. Let's celebrate with our question, our talk about it question. Friends, what is your favorite holiday? What are some symbols associated with it?
Well, Garrett, if I had to choose one favorite holiday, I would probably choose the American holiday of Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I've always loved how family gets together just to focus on food and being grateful. And I guess a symbol of that holiday would have to be a turkey and then maybe some balloons from the very famous Macy's Day Parade.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
My answer is probably Christmas. I really love Christmas a lot. It makes you think of things like a Christmas tree or that bright shining star at the top of it. I also love the Dutch holiday of Sinterklaas. That's associated in a lot of ways with Christmas.
Okay, well, we are going to talk about a holiday that has a lot of symbols associated with it, friends. Today, we're talking all about Easter.
All right, we're going to learn about some of those symbols and where they came from. Let's do that. Let's jump right into our article. This one is called Easter Symbols.
Easter symbols. What do eggs, rabbits, and chicks have to do with Easter? Happy Easter! This year, this religious holiday that also celebrates new life falls on April 5th. On Easter Sunday, Christians worldwide commemorate Jesus, the Son of God, rising from the dead. Let's look at a few symbols that are associated with the holiday.
Hey there, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们首先来看形容词 religious, 意思是宗教的或是虔诚的。譬如 the museum displayed ancient religious artifacts that told stories of faith and history. 这座博物馆展示了古老的宗教文物，它们诉说着信仰与历史的故事。Religious 的副词是 religiously, 意思是虔诚的、坚持的。譬如Even after retirement, Mr. Chen reads the morning newspaper religiously, never missing a single day. 即使退休，陈先生仍然坚持每天阅读早报，从未间断过。另一个与宗教相关的形容词是 devout, 意思是虔诚的、笃信宗教的。譬如 Even as a devout believer, Thomas welcomes respectful conversations about other faiths.即使身为虔诚的信徒 ,Thomas 也乐见尊重其他信仰的谈话。
What do eggs, rabbits, and chicks have to do with Easter? That's how we start off our lesson.
It's a good question, Garrett. We're going to find out in our article today, friends. We begin by reading, Happy Easter! This year, this religious holiday that also celebrates new life falls on April 5th.
All right. On Easter Sunday, Christians worldwide commemorate Jesus, the Son of God, rising from the dead.
All right, let's take a look at some of the things in this sentence, friends. First, we have that word Christians. Christians are people who follow Jesus Christ.
Right, Christians or Christianity is one of the biggest religions in the whole world. Here's another example sentence. Christians celebrate Christmas every December.
That's right. Now we see something else in this sentence. We talk about commemorating Jesus rising from the dead. This word commemorate means to remember and honor an important person or event.
For example, the statue in the park commemorates war heroes.
Okay, so this is a holiday that Christians all around the world are celebrating. It is a really joyful, happy time. We celebrate Jesus rising from the dead, and there are a few symbols that we usually associate with this holiday.
Exactly, and let's talk about that word there, associated. If something is associated with another thing, it's connected with that thing, probably by its meaning.
Okay, so for example, you could say rain is associated with gray clouds.
Right, because when you see gray clouds, rain is probably going to follow.
Exactly. And as it is with many holidays, there are certain things that are associated with Easter. There are many holidays that have certain foods associated with them as well. Just like how I was saying, turkey is associated with the holiday of Thanksgiving.
Right, and there certainly are a lot of symbols having to do with Easter. We have a whole bunch of them in our article today. We'll look at them one at a time. Right now, it's time to go to our next reading.
Easter symbols. Eggs. The egg is an ancient symbol of new life. Just as a chick comes out of an egg, Christians see the egg as a symbol of Jesus rising from the tomb. Decorating eggs is a way to celebrate life and hope, a custom dating back to the 13th century. Rabbits. Christians adopted the rabbit as an Easter symbol after seeing the animal come out of its hole in the ground. To them, this was another symbol of Jesus coming out of the tomb and of new life.
Adopt, 意思是采用或是收养。来看例句。 After moving to Taiwan, Emma decided to adopt local customs and learn Mandarin. Emma 搬到台湾后, 决定接受当地习俗并学习国语。 Adopt 的形容词, adoptive 是表示收养的或是领养的。例如, The festival celebrated both birth and adoptive families who came together from different cultures. 这个节庆既庆祝亲生家庭，也庆祝收养家庭， 他们来自不同的文化背景，在此欢聚一堂。 它的名词是adoption， 意思是收养或是采用。譬如， Thanks to the rise of technology, the adoption of online learning has increased worldwide. 多亏科技的兴起， 线上学习在全球各地已经增加。
So we're going to look at a few of these Easter symbols. Let's start with two of the most popular ones. That is eggs and rabbits.
These are the most popular and the most common ones, friends. Maybe you have seen these associated with Easter before. First, let's learn about eggs. The egg is an ancient symbol of new life. What do we mean by that? Well, the word ancient means very old. It's something that comes from a long time ago.
For example, the pyramids in Egypt are ancient structures. They were built thousands of years ago.
What do eggs have to do with Easter? Well, we find out here in our article, friends. Just as a chick comes out of an egg, Christians see the egg as a symbol of Jesus rising from the tomb. Now, we see this phrase, rising from. What does this mean, Garrett?
Well, it means to come up out of something. Now, sometimes that actually makes you think of the direction going up. Here, it just means he came back to life, not necessarily up in that direction.
Right. So to use that in a sentence, we might say smoke was rising from the volcano, but here we say Jesus rose from the tomb. Now, the tomb in this Easter story was basically in rock, and there was a very big stone stone in front of it, and the Bible says that this stone could roll. So I assume that it was round. Maybe that's where the picture of the egg comes in.
Right. Now, of course, Jesus didn't come out of an actual egg, but that's why we are calling it a symbol. It represents something else.
Now we see here that because this is a symbol, we do something else every year to celebrate this. Decorating eggs is a way to celebrate life and hope, a custom dating back to the 13th century.
All right, let's talk about a couple things there. Yes, this is a fun Easter activity to decorate eggs. When you decorate something, you add things to it, maybe colors or other patterns, to make it look nice.
That's right. You could decorate your Christmas tree at Christmas time. You make it look very beautiful with the ornaments and bows and the star on top.
All right, we have another thing in this section. We're saying that the custom or the practice of decorating these eggs, it dates back to the 13th century. This means that this comes from that time in the past.
Here's an example of how you can use dating back to in a sentence. The castle is dating back to 1200.
All right. Well, we're going past eggs and on to our next symbol. This one is rabbits. You can certainly see a lot of them around Easter, especially in a lot of like advertisements.
Definitely. You can see them on candy wrappers, you can see them on advertisements, and I really never truly knew why rabbits were a symbol at Easter time. So this next part is really interesting to me. We see here Christians adopted the rabbit as an Easter symbol after seeing the animal come out of its hole in the ground.
Okay, so one person just saw a rabbit coming out around this time and said, that has to do with Easter.
Yeah, it says here that to them this was another symbol of Jesus coming out of the tomb and of new life. I guess that makes sense to me.
Right, rabbits do often live in holes in the ground, right?
That's true.
Well, these are some popular symbols around Easter, but they're not the only ones. Before we continue, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's fall on it. Every year, it seems my birthday falls on a weekday where I have a meeting, a deadline, and somehow three extra responsibilities. I keep hoping one year it'll fall on Saturday, but the universe enjoys comedy. Let's look at fall on. When we say an event falls on a certain date, it means that's the day it happens. Lunar New Year falls on February 6th next year. The festival falls on a Friday this time. It's a natural, almost effortless way to talk about scheduled dates, especially holidays. Now let's teach some related time expressions. Land on is often used for choosing a date or decision. We landed on July 10th for the class party. Roll around. We say this when a time or season arrives again. When summer rolls around, everyone gets happier. Come around means that something has returned. My birthday comes around so fast every year. We can also talk about fall on in a different sense. When responsibility falls on someone, it means they're the one who must handle it. The work fell on me after everyone left early. Tragic, truly. So whether it's a holiday, a deadline, or your unlucky birthday, some events simply fall on the days they fall on, and we just have to roll with it. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Easter symbols. Lambs. At Easter, little lambs are also symbols of new life in spring and of Jesus. Lilies. Symbols of new life and hope These white flowers bloom in the spring and are often called Easter lilies. People decorate homes and churches with them at Easter time.
Bloom 这个动词意思是开花绽放。譬如 After months of care, the balcony flowers finally began to bloom in the spring sun. 经过几个月照料，阳台上的花朵终于在春日阳光下绽放了。Bloom 的现在分词 blooming 可以当形容词用，表示盛开的或是蓬勃发展的。譬如 A blooming sense of hope spread through the city after the new election.新选举过后，一股蓬勃发展的希望在城市中蔓延开来。片语 late bloomer 是指大器晚成的人。例如 ,being a late bloomer didn't bother Clara. She achieved success in her own time. Clara 并不介意自己是个大器晚成的人，她按照自己的时间表取得了成功。And that's all for today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So if it's around Easter and you're not seeing rabbits and eggs around, what are you seeing?
Well, oftentimes you are seeing lambs. We see here at Easter, little lambs are also symbols of new life in spring and of Jesus. Lambs, friends, are just young sheep.
Very young sheep. For example, baby lambs played in the field.Now, for me growing up, there were lambs around Easter. We would often eat lamb around this time.
Ah, very interesting. So lamb for you was an actual dish that you ate at Easter time. But also, I think that lambs are associated with Easter because lambs in the Bible are a symbol of Jesus.
Oh, that is true. There are a lot of references to lambs in there.Okay, so lambs are one of those symbols, and the other one that we see here is lilies.
Yes, lilies are large, beautiful flowers that often grow from bulbs.
For example, she carried white lilies at the wedding. So lilies are also symbols of new life and hope.
That's right. These white flowers bloom in the spring.And are often called Easter lilies. You know, Garrett, when I was growing up, we had a tradition in my church that a few weeks before Easter, you could buy lilies. They were potted plants, not just cut lilies. And they could represent someone from your family who has maybe passed away or someone from your family that was still living and you wanted to honor them. And then on Easter morning, all of the flowers were delivered and the entire church was filled withSo many pots of beautiful lilies.
That sounds really nice. I didn't know about lilies being associated with Easter, but it sounds great. And of course, this is during the springtime, so there are lots of flowers around.
Definitely, and lilies are known for being very fragrant and beautiful. So I can still remember walking into the church on Easter morning and just that smell of fresh flowers really hitting me.
All right, well, lilies are around during Easter. We can call them Easter lilies. People decorate homes and churches with them at Easter time.
That's right. And friends, we have already seen this word decorating earlier in our article. Let's take a moment to review it right now. This is to make something look nicer by adding items to it.
Yes, you might decorate your house for the holidays or even for a special birthday party.
Definitely. Did your family ever decorate your home for Easter growing up, Garrett?
Not as much as we did for Thanksgiving or Christmas, but we did a little bit. I remember very clearly every year we'd have those baskets for Easter with fake grass in it and always lots of treats.
Yes, they're called specifically Easter baskets. I never had them growing up, but my husband did, and they played a game with them every year.
Okay.
Their family would hide all of the Easter baskets somewhere in the house, and it was kind of a scavenger hunt to try to find them.
Just like people do those Easter egg hunts.
Exactly. I had some Easter egg hunts growing up. I remember that my neighbors, while we were in church, would sneak into our yard and hide eggs in our yard so that when we got home, all of us kids could try to find them.
That's a lot of fun. One other thing that I always enjoyed with Easter is we had those little plastic eggs that you would use for an Easter egg hunt. But instead, in each one, there was a different little object associated with the Easter story and with Jesus. It was a great way to learn about the story for us young kids.
I remember those as well. They would come in an egg carton, and sometimes you could open them like in the days leading up to Easter, and each of the objects would teach you something else about the story.
Exactly. I think my mom made this one by herself. It was very special.
That is really special. Well, friends, is Easter a holiday that you celebrate? If it is, it's something that you should talk about in English. We're not done talking about it, but first we need to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加动词逗号名词加现在分词的句型。这是同位语用法，用来补充说明主句的内容。例如 ,The meeting ended peacefully.An outcome pleasing everyone involved. 会议结束得很平和，结果令所有的与会者都很满意。逗号后面的同位语片语 ,an outcome pleasing everyone involved, 用来补充说明 the meeting ended peacefully 的状态。如果想要表达被动语气，就可以改为名词加过去分词片语。例如 ,she stood in silence,A woman overwhelmed by sorrow, 一位被忧伤淹没的女子静静地站着。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of our lesson talking all about symbols of Easter. Are there any other symbols that you can think of, Garrett, or any other traditions that you feel we need to mention?
Well, when I was a kid, when I was in elementary school, I lived in Europe, and they really loved Easter there.One of our traditions was our whole class would get together, we'd go to school early and have a special breakfast, with lots of Easter, dishes or foods.
At your school or your
yes,
church?
This was at my school.
Oh, very interesting. Mine was at my church. Every year, all the different Sunday school classes would take turns making breakfast for everyone in the church. So we would have to arrive at 5:30 or 6 a.m. and we would have griddles where we'd cook pancakes and scrambled eggs. Some people would bring donuts and then the entire church would eat breakfast together.
That sounds tasty. It sounds like a lot of very American foods. For ours, it was a lot of very simple Jewish types of foods. They weren't amazing, but it was a fun tradition.
You know, one reason why Christians have these early breakfasts on Easter morning is to celebrate the fact that when Jesus rose from the dead, he met his followers very, very early in the morning. That's when they saw him and greeted him. So it's a way to remember what he did.
And it's a good reminder for all of us that it's always good to wake up early.
For sure. All right, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times. A friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime.I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.